everybody, Cal Banyan here with Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc. with Meredith Locker. How you doing, Meredith?
I am great, Cal. How are you?
I'm doing so fine. Man, I just love my life.
I love mine too.
Hey, before we get started, we're not going to sing happy birthday, but we want to say happy birthday to Celeste Hackett. Happy birthday, Celeste. As you guys know that have been watching, she's the one that's done so many podcasts. How about a happy birthday wish for her there, Meredith?
Happy birthday, Celeste. I wish we could sing. You know, Cal just doesn't have a lot of confidence in his voice, but I would sing for you.
I'm confident that I would scare everybody.
Don't... I bet you would.
You want to sing? Go ahead. Oh, wait.
No.
Okay. Well, good. Everybody, send Celeste Hackett a happy birthday from yourself and for your gang. Let's see. What do we got going today? Oh, I got a... Tell me, how's it going, Meredith?
You know what? I have been so busy. So busy with clients. I mean, I cannot take a break if I even wanted to. I need to schedule a vacation so that I can take a break right now. I'm very blessed.
Well, you know, if I was in L.A. and I wanted to see a hypnotherapist, you'd be the one I'd go see.
Well, thanks, Cal. You may need some help eventually.
I don't know. I've got such a hard life, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, everybody, if you're watching this anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you need to go there and watch it, because right down below all this video stuff is special links and offers and information that expands on what I talk about. Meredith, before we get into today's topic, you mind if I kind of read through some quick announcements?
I would love some quick announcements, Cal.
All right. Now, I got a ton of announcements, so I'm going to go through this as fast as I can. Let's see. Okay, you guys, check our specials. We've got more than just our weekly special right now going on. We still have our economic stimulus package that saved $300 on our 5-Path 2.0. It's a huge training set, advanced hypnotherapy and hypnosis. Jerry Valley's Ultimate Hypnosis Stage Seminar in Las Vegas. If you enroll right away, you can save $500. And you know what? It doesn't matter if you want to do stage hypnosis or not. You ought to learn about stage hypnosis secrets. You can be a better hypnotherapist for that. And besides, you're going to have clients that want to know about how that works and what the difference is. So go to Jerry Valley's Ultimate Stage Hypnosis in Las Vegas. I'll have a link right down here. You can get all the information. Let's see. NGH approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course. We have one coming up in July, not very long. 13th through the 17th, and then the weekend off, and then the 20th through the 24th. It is a certification course. That means we're going to have the basics, we're going to have the advanced basics, and then we're also going to have 5-Path and 7-Path. Now, if you can't make the July class, how about the October class? There's still time to save $250 on early registration on that class for October 19th through 23 and 26th through the 30th, I think. Yep, that'd be right. All right, our Hypnospace, over 230 members. You guys rock, new groups, and everybody's chit-chatting away in the chat room, where right now some of the members of ourhypnospace.com is in the chat room watching us stream live, and they're going to be able to interact, ask questions, give comments about the show, and help us formulate the show as it happens. To do that, you have to be a member. Let's see. Are you open to additional sources of income? I mean, to make your hypnosis practice a little bit more secure, or maybe make the difference between part-time and full-time in your hypnosis practice, email myself or Meredith. That's Meredith. What's your email address?
Meredith at yourpathhypnosis.com.
Good. Or CalBanyan at hypnosiscenter.com. And we'll spill the beans, and you're going to find out it's really a way to make your practice healthier and to make you healthier. All right, let's see. Oh, hello to Linda and Jay Schertzer. Linda's a hypnotherapist that's joined me in my secret project, and we just had a big meeting and fun training deal in Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, Linda and Jay. Let's see here. NGH convention, 7th, 8th, and 9th, with pre and post conventions. Now, I've got a couple of short talks, a 1- and 2-hour talk. Friday, go with the winters, with the winners, Introduction to 5-Path, an Advanced Systematic Approach to Hypnosis. Learn why 5-Path is the fastest growing system of hypnosis for success. 1-hour freebie to anyone who goes to the convention. Well, not to anyone. This is the deal. When I give talks, usually the rooms fill up and people get left out. If you're thinking about attending one of my talks, you need to contact the NGH right away and secure your seat, even for the free talks. Okay, Friday, secondary gain can stop your client's success, their reason for failure. Parts mediation work can bring you success with when everything else has failed. It's going to be a 2-hour talk that I'm going to be doing. And then also, pre-convention. This is the big deal. I don't really talk enough about this, but out of all the things that I do, the thing I'm most excited about is 7-Path. And I'm doing a first ever 7-Path self-hypnosis teacher certification there. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be the talk of the convention. Let's see. Okay, speaking of the convention, did you get your journal?
I did. I'm excited.
It's got all the stuff in it. Let me say a couple more things about the convention before we get on to the other stuff. There's a special community called thehypnotistconvention.ning.com. You can go there. And now, I've been preparing for this because it's kind of a big deal. Elsom Eldridge, he's one of the big organizers of the convention. He does these interviews with people who are doing the pre and post conventions, and they do a little mini seminar on the topic they're going to be teaching on. Now, I'm going to run down a short list that I have, and then I'm going to give you the stuff for the seminars that will be happening all this week. And what I'm thinking about doing is I'm going to put a link down there somewhere to the whole list. But each of these next 4 episodes, I'm going to mention the teleseminars that are going to be done in that week. All right. Let's see. Thursday, June 4th, that's today, Debbie Papadakis. Friday, Dan Cleary. Sunday, Ralph Benko. Thursday, Richard Hart. Sunday, Will Horton. Let me see. I have even a better list than that. Let me see. I have the names of the workshops that they're going to be talking about. So Thursday, June 4th, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Unlock the Door to Sleep Improvement with Debbie Papadakis. Friday, June 5th, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Changing Pain, Relief is Realistic with Dan Cleary. Saturday, June 6th, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 Phases of Hypnotic Regression with Roy Hunter. Sunday, June 7th, How to Use the Web Mesmerizingly with Ralph Benko. And Thursday, let's see, there is the NGH Train the Trainer certification course with Richard Hart. Now, what they're going to do is these are the topics they're going to be teaching on pre and post convention, and they're going to teach a little bit of it, kind of a teaser. Get to know the person that's doing the seminars on those nights. And then next episode, I'm going to go on and talk about, Will Horton's doing one on NLP and... On June 18th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, I'm going to be doing my 7-Path Self-Hypnosis Certification course teaser. And, I'll go over more of this next episode. So, what you got for me there, Meredith?
I've got so much for you. Are you ready for all of this?
Rock and roll.
I don't even know where to start, Cal. I mean, first of all, I want to read this beautiful fan mail from Helen of Ireland. Thank you so much, Helen, for writing in. We love your comments.
Helen of Ireland.
Yeah.
That sounds like a queen. Hi.
She must be. She's a queen in my
book. Are you Helen of Ireland? King of Scots.
No,
Queen of Scots or Irish or whatever. I'm sorry.
So she wrote to you, she said, "Good morning, Cal. Well, it's 9:30 a.m. here in Ireland, and I see you're online at the moment, so I just want to tell you that I've just received your informed soul technique in the post." So it kind of like, they call it the telly other places, it's the post. So she, in the mail, just got the informed soul technique, and I'm really looking forward to watching the material over the weekend. I've been asked to help formulate a transpersonal hypnotherapy course for my Hypnosis Institute, and one of the topics I've been assigned is soul communication and retrieval. So learning your techniques is really going to help me to do a good job with preparing that module. Another topic I've been assigned is releasing entities. And I had recently purchased the spiritual releasement program from U2. How synchronistic to have had both of these assigned, two modules about what I've bought material from you for. Since taking Five Path on DVD with you in 2007, both my success with clients and my own confidence in knowing that I can help them to help themselves has improved immensely. What a wonderful profession that we work in, especially during this time of raising of consciousness and awareness. Wishing you a great day and sending best wishes from Ireland, Helen.
I would so love to go to Ireland. I just think that's such a magical place. I like the idea of going to Ireland and Scotland, and that would be really cool. Speaking, thank you so much for your kind comments about Five Path and the Informing Soul Technique. And I don't believe in coincidence. I think there's a master synchronicity going on, and so there's a reason why all this worked out for you right now. And as I'm sitting here, I glance down, and I see that Bill Lucas is right now in our chat room. And he is a fellow who, I mean, one of the main things he does is the spiritual side of hypnosis, spirit releasement work and soul retrieval work and stuff like that. And he's a member of our Hypnospace. So, hey, you know, Bill, you ought to, if you haven't already done it, you should start a group on that and people can join right in. Good. What else you got for me?
So many things. I mean, we've got tons of people watching this live right now on ourhypnospace.com. So many people are joining us this time. It's really exciting. Thank you all for tuning in live. And we've already got some questions coming in from them. Do you want to start answering some of those questions, or do you want to start with a topic?
Let's start off with a topic and then make sure we save some time to get to their questions.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I happen to know that you recently wrote an article on, are you doing hypnosis or hypnotherapy? Sound familiar?
That sounds familiar. How do you always get the inside scoop on this stuff?
I know good people who know good people.
You have sources, huh?
Yes.
Let's see. Yes, I just wrote a article and sent it off the NGH Journal of Hypnotism. I have a regular column there. Now, you know, I don't care if I'm a little bit controversial. So you're going to find that I'm going to shake things up a little bit. And have you ever thought about, and I'm just talking to our audience at large, and that is, have you ever thought about, are you a hypnotist, a consulting hypnotist, or a hypnotherapist? Is what you do hypnosis, hypnotism, or hypnotherapy? And who gets to decide? And I'm taking this stand that it is not you who decides whether or not you're doing hypnosis or hypnotherapy, or if you're being a consulting hypnotist, or hypnotherapist. And you're going to have to read the whole article to get the whole thing, and I invite questions from our live group that's watching if you have any questions or comments. But the determining factor of whether you are a hypnotist, consulting hypnotist on one side, or a hypnotherapist on the other side, or whether you're doing hypnotism on one side, or whether you're doing hypnotherapy has nothing to do with your credentials, the state in which you live, the laws in which you live. It solely has to do with your client's condition that you are working on. If you are working on a condition that is a medical condition that's been diagnosed by either a medical professional or a mental health professional, such as a psychological or psychiatric disorder, then what you are doing is hypnotherapy. And so you must know the laws in your state with regard to working with those kinds of issues. So that's it. I don't know what people are going to think of that, but what do you think about that, Merida?
Well, what do you know about the laws in California, Cal? I'd like to hear what you've found since you moved here.
Well, I don't talk too much just about California, but we are a state that has passed national health freedom laws, which means that we can work with just about anything we want to, so long as we have the client receive a well-written, properly written client bill of rights. And what that means is it lets them know our background, our training, our orientation with regard to the work we do, and then we can pretty much do what we want. However, whenever I do find myself working with a medical condition, I like to get a referral from the physician or psychologist or psychiatrist because I'm educating them in the services that I can provide. But it's really important that everybody understands what the laws are. And I sit on the board of an organization called the National Health Freedom Coalition. And what they do is they're a grassroots organization. They help people in the different states and now in other countries to pass laws that promote health freedom. I can't name every state, but I learned about it first when I was in Minnesota. The laws were passed there because they really started in Minnesota and then in California. And there's about seven states, maybe more, where these national health freedom laws. It basically says that every human being in the United States has a right to choose the medical treatment that they want or alternative treatment that they want, so long as they're properly informed and they have a way to report when things aren't going right and that kind of stuff. And that's where the client's Bill of Rights goes into. So, man, you got to know. You got to know what the laws are where you're at. I know in Texas it's really tough. New York it's really tough. Florida is not such an easy state to work in and that kind of thing. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I didn't want to get too caught up on California, but I wanted to give people an idea of when they're researching, what kind of information they would expect to be looking for and how it might vary. So that was exactly what I was looking for, just to give people an idea of, you know, maybe what organizations might be able to help them with that and what they're really looking for. And it definitely varies from state to state, and it is important to be prepared. I mean, I was really grateful to you because you had already prepared those things for me when I got into practice, and that was really helpful. But we communicate through this podcast to people all over the world internationally, and so I'm sure that it varies a great deal from place to place.
Beautiful. And, you know, it is really, whose job is it to educate the public? And it's really our job as a profession. I recommend that people join the National Guild of Hypnotists, best organization on the face of the earth for hypnosis professionals. And then, the National Guild of Hypnotists has these chapters in different areas. And one of the jobs of the chapter, in my opinion, is to work together to figure out what the laws are and then make that available to all the membership so that they can work in a legal way. It doesn't help us at all if it gets in the newspaper in any state or any country in the world that a professional hypnotist has gotten in trouble by working outside of the law. Good. I see Pia mentioned that in Denmark, people still don't know the difference between hypnosis and hypnotherapy. And guess what? It's our job to educate other professionals and also the public. A lot of people are using the term A lot of hypnotists are using the term hypnotherapist because it sounds more prestigious. But really, whether or not you're doing hypnotherapy or hypnotism doesn't depend on you. It doesn't depend on your title. It depends on your client's situation and condition that you're working on. Anything else you want to add to that, Meredith?
Well, yeah, you know, I call myself a hypnotherapist, but I come, like you, from, a therapeutic background. And I was a therapist prior to becoming a hypnotist, and so I do call myself that, although I'm definitely clear with clients that I no longer work in that realm. I no longer diagnose. As far as I'm concerned, what I'm treating, even if they come in with a diagnosis, is a regular everyday problem that I'm able to, with hypnosis and not with therapy, but with hypnosis, I'm able to resolve for them. So, it very much is important that we educate. I just haven't gone to becoming a consulting hypnotist yet, as far as my title goes, and maybe someday I will.
Yeah, right now on my website it says consulting hypnotist under the pictures of the hypnotherapists or hypnotists that work here, and there's probably lots of places on the website that say hypnotherapy or switching over. As far as I'm concerned, the term hypnotist, professional hypnotist, or consulting hypnotist better describes what we do most of the time. And so that's what we're sticking to. And I think that we're going to be better off for it in the long run.
I like it. Well, I don't see any other comments from our live streaming chat room right now. So Should we move on to some other questions?
Yeah, see if we got some questions sent in.
We did. We actually have some questions from our live group right now, and so maybe we'll start with some of those. We have one from Mike. I have a question about a client with insomnia. She's had this for a number of years, 10 plus years, and has been very thoroughly evaluated by medics, including a trip to the University of British Columbia Sleep Disorder Center. Nobody has been able to determine the cause of her insomnia. Any suggestions based on your experience? Should I treat this just like a good old-fashioned five-path situation, or is there something else I should do first, other than standard protocols?
You know, I've never run across, first of all, here's a really good point. If this person has been diagnosed with insomnia and you are working with the medical professional, then you are doing hypnotherapy and you are working on insomnia. If you are not working with the medical professional and the individual has not been diagnosed, then you're working with trouble sleeping, and you're doing pure hypnotism. And one of my favorite, there's two approaches I have. This difficulty sleeping, going to sleep or waking up and having trouble getting back to sleep, is the easiest thing I've ever worked on. Certainly, five path is a great thing, but the easiest way to take care of it is seventh path self-hypnosis. It's just a really, really easy thing to take care of. So you can go ahead and do, you know, five path, which is phase one, preparation, testing, and convincing. Phase two is age regression and age progression to uncover the cause and neutralize it and then create a mental expectation of success in the future. And of course, all of the insight phases are ended with a segue into direct suggestion. Phase three and four, we're going to work with the guilt and anger issues. And it's just a really easy thing to work on. So if there's no medical condition that's causing it, then it's easy.
All right. Good. Beautiful. Yeah, I work with actually a lot of that, and some are diagnosed and some are not. It very much depends. I definitely have great success integrating the seventh path into my five-path process, and people do find, of course, that sometimes the first couple nights of doing their seventh path as they're falling asleep, that it may be even harder to fall asleep, and I always tell them that there's a chance that might happen, but that most people find very quickly after a night or two that they will very quickly fall asleep. They will just, you know, within a few times of doing their recognitions, they'll fall easily into sleep, and it definitely happens every single time.
Cool. Hey, while you were finishing up answering that question, I was playing a little bit with our streaming chat room, and I just turned on Pia's video and Bill Lucas's video, so I could see two of the people that are online there. And I'm going to turn on Pia's audio and see if she can say something. See if I've got my volume up high enough. Hi, Pia. Can you say anything? Do you have your audio on? Pia's in Denmark. She wasn't expecting this.
You caught her off guard.
I know. It's like 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the morning there.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know. If she says something, then for some reason I'm not getting that.
Yeah, she's surprised that her mic isn't on. You're like a boy at Christmas with this new toy.
I know. I got to turn. Oh, I didn't have her play. Try again, Pia. Okay, well, nothing. I keep hitting play audio, but I'm not getting any audio from her, so I tried, and we'll get better at this as the episodes continue along, but I like doing this. Now I think she's doing some sign language or something. Play audio. Oh, well, it's not happening. I don't know why. Oh, she doesn't have audio turned on, that's why.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right,
well, we're at 24 minutes, Cal.
Let's get one of, can you do one of Perrette's, because he's been really good at sending in questions. I know we've got three. I would like to get one in today.
Absolutely. So his first question is, what is the recommended number of sessions per week with a client and why?
Gosh, how many per week? Gosh, it really depends. Now, as a five-pather, you know, I've talked about this before. I'll just do it real quick. People fly in from all over to see me out of state, out of the country, and I'll see them. I'll do double sessions, two or three a week because they can't stay. Most people don't want to move to California for 2 months, you know, and see me six times once a week or whatever. It depends. If you're we talked about working with addictions and that we want to hit them at least a couple times in the same week, maybe even three times. It wouldn't be a problem. But you want to have kind of a day or two in between sessions for the stuff to soak in, and also for just stuff to come up, for them to have the opportunity to see if they're getting the changes, and because it'll have a lot to do with the work you do. So minimum is 7 to 10 days in between sessions. Usually you go any longer than that and you start really kind of slipping backwards, but you could do it as fast as one every other day or one every couple of days. Anything you want to add to that, Meredith?
Yeah, unless somebody's traveling from out of town to come and see me, I usually prefer to do no more than twice a week. On rare occasion, I will step that up if you know, I really am getting a lot of benefit for clients right after my sessions and they feel like they need a little extra help, you know, for a short period of time. But then I would space them out after a couple weeks of doing, you know, two or three a week. I really find that once a week works best for me and my clients.
Beautiful. All right. I totally agree. Let's wrap it up.
All right. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for those of you who are tuning in at calbanion.com. Thank you for those of you that are on our HypnoSpace right now, our HypnoSpace.com, our community, and you're watching this live streaming in the chat room there. Thank you so much. Happy birthday again, Celeste. And this is Meredith Locker signing off.
And this is Cal Banion. CalBanion.com. Hey, Meredith, give them your website.
It is yourpathhypnosis.com. Not mine, yours. Yourpathhypnosis.com.
Good. Cal Banion here. CalBanion.com. That's this website. There's HypnosisCenter.com, all my classes. Banion Hypnosis Mall, all my products. And the Hypnosis.org, where we organize the world of hypnosis for you. Get on our free directory. See you next week. Over and out. This recording is the property of Cal Banion and Cal Banion's Banion Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.